News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Tuesday update with Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department. We've visited with others and law enforcement, certainly also concerned too, with April being Child Abuse Prevention Month. You wanted to speak to that a little bit.
Yes, April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and we want to ask anyone that suspects any type of child abuse to make sure that you contact your local law enforcement or contact CPS at 1-800-252-5400, or you can go to the website at DSPS, and that stands for Department of Family Protective Services, .state.tx.us. And then there's a little red button in the top right-hand corner that says report abuse. And it's not just for children. It's for elderly, too. You can report child or elderly abuse at that location.
And once I post the interview on the website, I'll have that phone number and website, too, for those who weren't able to jot it down.
Yeah.
In the meantime, some things are happening locally to recognize Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Yes, in honor of Child Abuse Prevention Month, Scotty's House, the College Station Police Department, Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and Bryan Police Department are dedicating the Blue Ribbon Tree. It's an annual event. This year it's going to be at College Station Police Department on Friday, April 4th at 10 a.m. It is open to the public, and then they'll have a small reception to follow. And each blue ribbon hanging from that tree will represent a case that was reported this past year.
And I received an email, in fact, today from the Department of Family and Protective Services and in Brazos County last year. 402 confirmed victims of abuse or neglect and 50 children were removed from their home. So these are numbers that are, unfortunately, are very noticeable, and anything that can be done to reduce the numbers. But part of that also, I would guess, is to make sure people report those cases, as you said, whether they're children or those who are elderly.
Right. So, you know, that number that you've given us are just the ones that were reported. Statistics show us that there's a whole bunch more out there that, you know, don't go noticed, you know, have been unnoticed this whole time or just not being reported because people don't, they feel like it's not their place. But it is our place to protect all the children in our community.
Something else that's taking place, annual increased enforcement regarding drunk drivers.
Yes, this weekend, you know, we have a there's a big event going on, and that typically increases our alcohol-related offenses. All local law enforcement agencies have a no-tolerance policy this weekend for those who are underage drinking or for those who choose to drink and drive. And so we want to just, you know, make sure that people have a safe transportation to Snook and back home this weekend and or anywhere else that they plan on going. And, you know, because trust me, you cannot afford the costs of DWI.
And no tolerance means what?
No tolerance means that anyone that we come in contact with that is under the influence of alcohol and is driving, if it is impairing their driving, they will be arrested.
And finishing up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement in addition to the no tolerance weekend.
Yes, we want you to slow down all over town, but especially in the 4,000 block of South Texas Avenue, which is 40 miles per hour, right there near Luby's Cafeteria, and in 700 block of East Villa Maria, which is 35 miles per hour near HEB.
And that's our update this week. Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.